Oh,
Oh,
crap. I hope it recorded to the right place. I gotta stop now. Wait, this is the wrong one. This is 10:45. What? Why did you say, why are you saying it's wrong one? Hang on, I gotta start. I gotta start the meeting. Okay, we're good. Okay, can everybody hear?
I can hear it.
Donna.
Yes, I can hear it. Thank you.
Oh, okay, thank you. So we're beginning the grievance hearings at 10:31 a.m. on June 25th, 2026. And in attendance are Susan Blackstone, Amanda Smith, and Mary Bushy, listers, and Rick.
Isabel.
It's Rick, right? Rick
Yeah.
Isabel. And Donna Dezukis is on Zoom.
And Donna is
Donna is a town.
black person.
Nope, she's just a town person.
Okay.
She's the NEK Broadband Court. What is it? Coordinator, Donna? Yeah, so she's just a citizen.
I'm an NEK town representative on the governing board.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Donna.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking. This is the right, not the right paper. If this is, if you're
What was it?
Mr. Isabel,
What
this
was
was
that one?
okay. Okay. Well, no, 10:30. Right here. Yep. Take that back because that's the. Okay. So first on the agenda is Oh, I just, we can just correct it. Comcast.
I know. That's what I was saying.
So, just to give you some information on this, so we can just correct what's wrong. And so it's 10
All
8,
right.
10 8,
So
so
we're
10 0.
crossing that off and putting
Yep.
Rick Isabel.
No, Ryan Muldoon is where we got to do this telecom first.
Oh, what? Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yep. So, first of all, we go over the rules of the meeting. And the rules of the meeting is that the appellant gives their evidence, either in writing or verbal, in visual. And then the listers take notes and they deliberate in private closed session afterwards. And you'll get your response within 10 days, the results. Of
Okay.
the
Will you see the property before you deliver it?
yes,
Okay.
yes, yep. And so, the first meeting is Comcast, and they've written a note just saying they want to grieve the property. And new to the towns in the state this year are utility assessments, and the state has taken that over. So the state has assessed all of our utilities, all of our towers, all of our cell towers, all of our cable lines, all of our electric lines. So they assess those. Now we can't, obviously they're the ones that assess them, so we can't argue with the assessment. The state has to. But they still have to follow the statute that says they have to bring the grievance to the listers first, then to the BCA, the BCA, yep, and then it goes to the state. So we just so that's the rule. So we just if so
So we're going through
Those are
the
the
motions
notes.
for that and
Those are the notes. And just correct the time. I think I gave everybody the same time. That's what's happening.
Oh no, it says 10:30. That was when they were supposed to be doing it.
Okay.
10:30 and 10:45.
Yeah. So, and I wrote that right on there.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that. So we can make a determination
yeah.
later.
So, okay.
And
so
the
this
second.
One's done.
Yep. And please initial your.
Okay.
Your,
oh.
My hand is cramping up. I can't write.
Uh-oh.
I can't hear. Okay.
Take it. Wait, it's down here.
It's down at the bottom. I saw it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Okay.
This one's for you. This one's for you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is VTEL. And this is not for the VTEL tower. It's for the VTEL cellular tower, the cellular service.
Telecom.
VTEL, yeah.
Mm.
And then we do have a VTEL tower on that's owned by the Coles.
Oh, up there, okay.
And it is assessed, but it just they didn't they're only grieving. And so moving on.
So we're going through so we're done with number two as well because
yep.
The same protocol.
The same protocol
established the fact that they're taking over the assessment. So
right.
we can't, it's out of our hands basically.
Yep.
Yeah, just initial that one. Okay.
And now, third. So it's early, but that's fine. Just write the you know we might as well do it.
The real
piece here.
Real time. We have time.
Mm-hmm. And we have the grievance forms, and we have. And I know Amanda didn't get a chance to. Oh no, Amanda didn't get a chance to look at this. I don't think you got a chance to look at this.
Me.
Yep. But we'll just so
okay. Mm-hmm.
What time is it? 10?
10:38.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're on, Rick.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. So I think you folks are familiar that we purchased the Chick Allen property last fall. Property had been on the market through, I believe, at least spring, summer, and early fall. So it had been on the market for quite a while.
Yep, for a Oakley property. That's 972 Route 5A.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I looked at the... I looked at this from a couple different perspectives. I looked at it based on recent sales of property in those higher ranges.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing that, I took three properties and compared them. One came in at a, and I'll leave this with you, the property.
What property is it?
It's 205-1566. So it's on Route 5 as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sold for $1,005,000. Town value was $975,000, so it sold for 155% of town value. And then
so
155% of town value. And then another one is a higher caliber is 195-0101. Sold for $1,006,000. Town value 787.2. So sold for 203% on town value. And third property I'm using here is 205-1706. Sold for $1,285,000. Town values 373.8, 344% of town value. So if you average those three, it's 234% My property sold. My property is 205-0972. Sold for $1,110,000. The property town value is $1,008,000. So I sold it roughly 110% of town value. Now, even if I took the last one I gave you, which seemed way out of whack at 344%, if I average the other two, it averages 179%. If my property was valued in the same fashion, then my assessment should be somewhere around $620,000 versus the 1,008,000. Or if I use the town's current CLA rate, it would be somewhere around 695.
Which our CLA rate is 0.58.
5982.
5982.
Yep.
What's the previous figure you said?
The
The one before the CLA?
property.
Hmm.
Oh, the statement I made, that if I took the average of just the two, because I think that honestly, I think that to be fair, I think the other one's out of whack.
Yeah, we have those.
So you,
Yeah, when, during COVID,
so that was out of
sales
whack.
were sounding.
But well, and these weren't Ed's property sold last year, and the other ones, so they're not really, they're close to COVID. But anyways, if you took that average, it averages 170. And based on my sales price, that would give me a value of 620. Now keep in mind that they're in there for 787 and 975, and they sell for $11.5. I'm not going to get into the quality on those because I think the quality on those houses was higher than mine. So again, I'm rated for quality high, but I think the quality on these houses, it's having been in them both, is definitely better than mine. Hand carved doors and Ed York's place, bird's eye made cupboards, just unusual stuff.
Because it's not York's property.
It's
It's
not Ian. It's not. It's
Leon, the landlord.
Leon. So the other area I looked at, my quality rating is high. So I looked and said, okay, what are some of these other properties that have been assessed recently or been built recently? Because my property is 30 years old. It's all original. And the qualities, I'll give you all these. There are 4.5, 4.2, 4.5, 4.75, I'm at 6. So the disparity there is real.
And the quality of the landers house is like 7.5, isn't
That would be tough, but even stuff, and I can give you these, so you can see. But Moores, Finneys, Zimmers. One sold for 1,285,000. That's a 4.25%. So again, new versus old. If you wanted to look at something that's existing, and I know that a lot of times people like to hang their head on craftsmanship, things of that nature. If you looked at the Willowvale, the old Willowvale, they're coming in at 88.39 a square foot. I'm 128. Their quality rating is substantially less. It's
Do you
like,
know who built that house? Was it Fowler that built that house?
I think it was either Fowler, but I think it might have been
Rich house? It's that house. Remember I told you the one, it's like this.
Oh, yeah,
the
I'm not familiar with the house you're
I
talking
actually
about.
think it might have been Bishop and Foley
Oh, yeah, probably. You're
out of
right. Yeah.
Lindenville. And a little bit of history here. When Allens were planning the house, they spent a lot of their time at the Willowvale planning the house. So a lot of similarities. A lot of similarities. And their architect was Black Room as well. Reason I know that is because my wife was Williams at the time and got to know them, talk to them, see them. So, but again, big disparity in price per square foot, given the same quality. I mean, I have white cedar on the outside of my building, they have red cedar that's sitting on theirs, hardwood flip rooms. Fireplaces, commercial kitchen. It's a mahogany. It's just, it's very stable, it's very beautiful. So, existing quality. Yeah. Some basic sense.
Do you want to keep a copy of them?
I made you a copy of all the ones that I prepared in the different areas. And if you want to give me a copy of my sheet, unfortunately, I couldn't do that.
I have actually copies of all of those right printed out right now.
Yeah, I'll study.
And you want a copy?
I can give you, I'll make copies.
Yeah,
if you make copies of that, it's attaching.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so to be fair, RLI Futures used to own the house.
Yeah.
And they did not allow listers on the property. So we've never gone
and
seen the house. So we need to go and see your property. And we don't have another is this
your property here?
No.
We don't. I have a picture of it right here.
Well, that's in the
turned it out.
I know you keep saying it's a
I showed you the picture yesterday.
So you know I can tell you, you know, everybody owns sometimes sell still the feedback that was my wife and she remembers she came from a meeting with the developers there and because it's kind of dated or what you'd expect of a house of that caliber if you're just saying, you know, so everything in here is 30 years old. Not if the guys move the animals, they were hard out here. So it's, you know, it's not like it's been overly abused, but it is dated. The cedar roof was a concern for a lot of people. And the taxes. You know, I mean, this is a good example of what Vermont's gonna experience with the high tax rates. People mm-hmm. aren't gonna, you know, people aren't gonna probably sell the problems, but they will sell or maybe pay for them.
We're seeing a lot of that. I'm seeing a lot of people retire to their summer homes because they can't afford two homes anymore.
Yeah.
Or working out of them because now we have what?
Well, I think if real estate market is old, I think a lot of them tell you that they want to go higher taxes. Get looked at a lot because the taxes sometimes are becoming
right. So we don't have another grievance scheduled until 2 o'clock. So we can go and look at it now if you're available.
Well, for me.
Yep. So we'll want to do that. So and this will be Amanda's first time going to look at a house.
We're going to go look at
it. We don't have a meeting scheduled for two. So what I'm going to do, Donna, what I'm going to do is pause the meeting and. John is here in the office, so he'll, you know, I'm going to bring my cell phone with me. And if anybody else comes in, John, you just give me a call and tell him to hang in here and we'll be right back. No, but people can just drop in or the 2 o'clock appointment might come early. You know,
what's your ETA?
Oh, we shouldn't be an hour. Yep.
So let me see those all bundled.
Yes. So we're going to pause the meeting at 10:50, and we should be back in an hour. And I'm just going to put you on the waiting room, Donna.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, if I can put you in the waiting room. I guess I'll just pause the recording.
Well, we got done over there, say 11.
Okay, a meeting is continued at 11. Is that, I don't have my,
Okay, it's 11:49.
49. Donna, can you hear me? Are you there?
Yes, I am here, thank you.
Okay. Just checking. So, we have a drop-in, and it's Catherine Cousins. And Catherine, this is Susan Blackstone.
Hi.
That's Amanda Smith, and I'm Mary Bushy.
And the property ID is which?
It's 480.
It's
160. Yeah. This is the one with a long staircase down to the
four. Is it recording?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I didn't hear her say recording.
Is that, well, you're just here to ask a question.
Yeah.
So you can ask away. But the process, just to let you know, of the grievance is for the griever to give their evidence, and then we deliberate later in private, and then we give you the answer in 10 days. However, I know you have a question, so we can totally answer your question.
I know that the value went up. It listed it by going up because of more waterfront, 40 feet, I believe, of waterfront, and work on an update on the boathouse.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what is what?
You remember when you called me and you said, I know I have more acreage.
Yeah.
Do you have your assessment there?
With this one?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
This. Okay. So it was did you get to this on your map changes?
Yeah. I don't recall which one that would be to know if I got to that on the map.
I'm going to have to go and
it might be.
It's 4.6. It was a triangular piece.
This one, because this is the one from the map from the 90s or something, 1991 or something. I did put the corrections on the map.
I drew the map. Perfect.
Okay.
Both. And I just want to see what map number that is. Map number 21. So you called, and I was like, and so I looked at the surveys, and I was like, oh my God, she's right. There is a piece of land that is
my mom bought the old Cosgrove.
Right. And it was to give a right away to a cabin or something. So
before we bought that property, my said our eaves dropped on the Cosgrove's
property. Exactly.
So it was to give us a little bit more leeway.
So you got that property.
Yes.
There was fixing up your boathouse too.
Yeah.
Are you not in it?
Oh, no. No, I just have basically the structure, the like 2x4s set up on 3/4 of one side. It's tough. I'm doing the work myself, so it's hard to get a lot done.
So it won't go up again because we fixed it
shouldn't go up again because basically you fix the worst
right
of it, and so
the structure aspect is done for that one side.
So there's just this little carrot that
it's
expanded upon.
Was it here?
It comes down to the lake.
It's like this.
Yeah.
Right. And so basically you were being assessed for this. No, these people were being suspects. No, I can't.
Yeah, they
Remember. I
just
can't
got
remember.
this
Right?
blue carrot here.
Right.
They're expanded from 0.53 to 0.58.
Okay, so
Here. Yeah,
you're
I think it's at like 40 feet of frontage, water frontage, and it went back up to the same point.
Right. So,
So I tried to draw the line, but it wasn't very, far from the original property. So.
Yeah, it wasn't so. So, yeah, you're now at 0.58. And what did you say it was before?
It was 0.53.
It was 0.04
Yeah.
four acres, but it gave you that waterfront.
Right.
That's what
That's
popped up your assessment.
okay. And so was it the waterfront, or was it a combination of the waterfront
It
and
was
the
the
water?
waterfront. I think the I'm pretty sure, and I can look for you exactly, but I'm pretty sure the boathouse was like 2 acres. Like it was very, very minimal.
Right,
Like there's
because
nothing we can really do about the assessment of a boathouse. And it's basically when it was assessed as a finished product, and you're just refinishing it. And it was never depreciated. Nobody ever called and said, that boat house is like falling down. It shouldn't be assessed for that much. So it's always stayed at that. At that. So the boat house was ineffectual. It was the waterfront.
Okay, because I was thinking, geez, if I've only done that amount of work to the
Yeah,
boat
really?
house,
It's 20, yeah.
what when I because I'm I've the idea is to work all the way around because it's not it's structurally sound but not extremely structurally sound.
Right.
If you know, because I took one side out, but then it also, broke the main front of the other course. That has to be redone too. But it's do one side at a time, get through it. So I was thinking, I'm like, yeah, if it's gone up that much, when the whole boathouse is done, how much more is it going to jump up?
No, but
But
yeah,
it's
that's how
not.
much lakefront is incredible, isn't it?
Yep.
For what, a couple feet?
Right,
Right?
right,
And that
right.
happens to be the widest part of the wedge on the
Yeah.
lake. Yep.
Yep. Yep.
So
So,
that's what it is.
okay. And so I was
And
just.
you, if you want to grieve it, you can do it. Yeah.
It was more a what percentage was boathouse versus what percentage was land, but basically it's the land that upped it, and the boathouse is just the boathouse.
Right. Actually, we can look at the note and see exactly what the.
Just because I remember you saying that the taxes, there wasn't going to be a change in the value or taxes with what was done at the boathouse, and then I got this. I was like, huh, what's the percentages? So okay.
Oh, 480.
When's the weather supposed to come in? Is it tonight, tomorrow?
Yeah, last I saw overnight, it's going to start raining again. Well, it looked like it was going to rain last night for sure, but it never did anything. It was real windy. Then it stopped. But is the lake warmed up? Is it
I
seeing a
haven't
little
set my
warm?
foot in yet. I
Oh,
just came up because I wanted to question this.
Okay. I know one day it was a couple weeks ago, it was the 13th or 14th. Of this month, we had like a stretch of a couple days. It was really warm. And went in the lake, no problem. It was great up at the North Beach. And then the next, and then it rained that night. And then the next day, I went back. It was still, high 70s or something. It's nice. Put my foot in. No, it was total ice. I was like, no way. No, my foot hurts. If my feet hurt when I get in, then I won't go in. Otherwise, I try. But.
Yeah, I've gotten wet, but I haven't really gotten yet. I'm gonna have to do that once
Yeah,
a
it
day.
depends on how hot you get.
I'm still trying to get the water going.
No.
So there's got to be a leak somewhere in one of the pipes that draws. So I'm The full house increased $1,500, and then it was depreciated 40%. So it's a kind of a nominal growth.
Okay,
so
that's kind of what I assume, but I just wanted to
do
a check.
That's what we're here for.
I figured it was primarily the waterfront that made the difference. So, all right,
okay. Thanks. It was nice to meet you in person.
Yep. Nice meeting you all. So, I hope your day continues to go nice and slow.
Good luck with the water.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm hoping just one of the pipes got a little crack in it, and if I put a new pipe in, then we'll be fine. So that I'll
it's hard to figure out where that happens, but. How much line do you have? Do you have a well over there?
No, I draw from the lake.
Oh,
no,
also,
we also have.
So. Oh my gosh.
And there's maybe 50 feet of line. So not a lot, but we have to replace the pipe to see.
Yeah.
Because there's two pieces of pipe. So if I put one long in, then.
And where they say usually things like that happen, like right where it comes out of the house. From the lake into the house.
That's right where the pump is, and I can't see any water in there. And then it goes down underground, then it pops up by the shore, and then there's another connection of the pipe that goes in the water.
Mm-hmm.
The pipe that goes in the water was new last year, so it shouldn't be that.
Mm-hmm.
Bought a new foot, put a new foot on. It's not the foot. So now let's say if I do just one pipe, will that do it? You know, or is it just one piece or this piece or
oh,
so I get a puzzle to work on now.
Well, good luck with that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
And
that's a leak on it underneath my neighbor's yard.
And
here we go. Okay, so it's now time.
Noon. Donna.
Yep. What?
So we don't have another meeting that we know of. Somebody else might drop in, but if somebody drops in, we'll come back. But we're gonna go to the waiting room again because we're going to deliberate this last site we just visited.
Okay, and so I'll just come back at 2 o'clock because if anyone just drops in, you'll have it on a recording anyway.
Yep, okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Bye bye, everybody.
Bye.
Okay. Okay, we're resuming the grievance hearings on 6/25/2026 at 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Present is
Susan Blackstone.
Same people that were present in the other meeting. And Donna Dezugas is on Zoom. And Kathy Holmes. Oh, I'm sorry. This is Amanda Smith. She's new. And this is Susan Blackstone. You know her.
Right?
Yeah. And I'm here. And this is Kathy Holmes. And
great. This going, is this the.
You know, I know Kathy has been to a
grievance before, so if you know that prevents her evidence, and we listen and then we deliberate.
Well, if you want to just run down the rules again, that would be great.
Okay, certainly will. So the rules are that you present your evidence, what your grievance is for, and we listen, take notes, and if we have any questions, we'll ask, and then we deliberate privately, separately, in a closed meeting, and you'll get the results in 10 days.
Okay.
And we send the results certificate of mailing, so we don't send them registered or.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's yours. You can do that later. Please, and thank you.
Yeah, I'm just putting it in here.
Okay, Kathy's property is on Peen Hill Road. That's 942 Peen Hill. And I'll give the floor to you, Kathy.
Okay. I just found that initial paper that you. Okay. When I called to ask what this was in reference to, comments only say subdivision. So I called and spoke with Mary, and Mary explained that I had subdivisions off of my property. And this was the balance of my land left after the subdivisions that are now being called a building lot.
Right.
Correct.
Correct. Well.
Okay. So
that's debatable. That's what's in debate.
Okay. So you said my best course of action would be to prove to you that it was not a building lot.
Yep. Yeah.
I would like you to prove to me that it is.
Okay. Well, I've already assessed it as a building lot. So you had one piece of property, right?
This is me. It's all on this.
Huh?
It's all on my.
Yeah.
Everything you're saying is on here.
Yeah, it's or does it just say subdivision? I did print out. Okay. Oh, okay, I know what it says. Okay. 2026. Permit number 7371, subdivision, creation of two additional lots, one building lot and one secondary lot for storage. With a low grade, a low land grade, land schedule, there was a land schedule change. So I got a subdivision of your property, which was one whole property. It wasn't two properties put together, right?
It was always contiguous, 48.
It was always contiguous. Okay. So we changed the way we assessed, the way we assessed property. So any property, anybody contiguous property purchased after 2015, which 2015 was the townwide reappraisal, and that's when it was solid. It was that's when it was a platform. That's where it grew from. And so we changed the assessment. So whenever you purchased a contiguous piece of land, it was valued as it was valued at a second, so it was an additional site. It was additional building lot. It wasn't valued that way prior to 2015. So we changed, and your land was purchased prior to 2015.
1985.
Right. So it was not valued at a separate site, but when you subdivided it after 2015, it created two different lots. So you have your house site, your house lot, right? And you have your two lots from the subdivision. So you have three lots there. You have three individual lots. And my statement to you was that I think I talked to you about it before, and I was led to believe that it was one building lot that you were going to sell, and the other lot was just a lot. It was for your storage or for your trucks or for your something. And you weren't going to get a wastewater permit for it, and you weren't going to sell it. So my comment was stating to prove that the grade was low, there's no access, to prove that it's just not a building lot.
Right.
You know, that lot is not a isn't was not created to be a building lot.
Correct.
It was just created as a result of the subdivision, and that was what my comment was. So referring to, so because I mean I did, the grade is low, I did lower the grade, and yeah, but I have to, know, it's three lots, I'm just following the new rule. So to be fair.
Okay, so not 100% organized here, but if you bear with me.
I just want to let you know the theory behind that.
Okay.
And that is, so people were buying contiguous land up crazy here and then turning around and selling it.
Oh, noted.
Yeah.
How did you determine the value after you determined the lot was a building up?
I used our land schedule. And our land schedule is created, our land schedule is created during the townwide reassessment, and that's what we build from. And so I used our land schedule, and the only variable that I can change to change the value of the land is the additional building lot is the grade. And I did lower the grade because, and I
You
looked at
lower.
all your surrounding property and what that grade was, and I lowered it to the lowest grade that was what the property near you, because I didn't think that property really has a nice a good enough grade.
All right, I have
So
40 acres and 8 acres across the road, which was always contiguous, but the road took it away.
right, yes.
There was never a road there. When the road went through,
Right.
took my land away, and that land over there is on the damp side, let's say, and I think that's what you graded because it abuts the town forest and the beavers have their way with it, and it's like we pay taxes on 8 acres but don't set foot over there, more or less.
Could you build on it?
No. I'm not even gonna answer that because I don't want to put my foot in my mouth. That's not, I'm not the
I guess, well, I
building, so
guess
I don't know.
any land is buildable, right? Any land is
Mm-hmm.
buildable.
I
You have the
have
money. If you
the
have the
structure,
money.
the zoning board, and
Yeah.
whoever
Right.
signs the permit.
Well, I can think of two pieces of
I
property
mean,
for
maybe a
you.
tree, if there was a big enough tree, wouldn't be flooded out in your sleep.
Right. So I mean, as it is, it's not buildable as it is. You'd have to do you'd have
I
to
would imagine.
you'd have to put backfill and do whatever,
Yeah.
get a permit from the state. That's considered a non-buildable lot. I mean,
So I
that's
can,
essentially.
that isn't in my thing, but I would rather it not be. I just, according to your.
And we don't have time today, but we're gonna we'll take a if it's okay with you, we'll take a ride out there sometime and just look at it.
Look at what, the 8 acres?
Yeah, look at the acres and to try to determine if it really is a buildable lot or if it's not a buildable
Well,
lot.
I've always been told that, nothing's ever been done over there. Let's see. So my land was initially 40 acres. Still is
Yeah.
40 acres. I have
Right.
not sold any of it. I retained the same amount that I purchased
Right. But you
when
have
I bought it.
contiguous lots now
Okay.
because of the subdivision.
So I have a 2.1 acre building lot that I subdivided, and I have a 3.3 acre lot that I subdivided. And that would leave me roughly 34.6 of the land
Yep.
after the 40. Okay, the 8 acres, which have already been graded by you as a a lower grade than the
Right.
whole
But that
34.6.
that's not included in the 2.2 or the 3.0.
No, the
Right.
eight. No, that's across the street. I mean, both sides of the road. So, 40 acres minus the 2.1 and 3.3 equals 34.6. Okay. And you take the eight off of that, which has already been graded, and that leaves 26.6. Now, is your new value of the lot including that 8 acres? Because it's contiguous. And if it is, that value is nowhere near that.
The yes, it's 26 and 8 is other acreage. The 2 acre first 2 acre lot comes from your house lot. The second 2 acre lot comes from the 2.1
Pardon me, the
subdivision.
second 2 acre.
Three, it's three. Or
2.1 and
two.
3.3.
The second site comes
Yeah.
from the 2.1 acre lot. So
1A, 1B. 1A, and 1B.
and the third site comes from the 3.1B. So each one of those subdivided lots is considered a site. It's considered a separate lot. And now it's considered contiguous acreage.
Contiguous what?
It's now considered contiguous acreage. So you have.
It well, always was contiguous acreage. How do you
Well,
mean
no,
now?
because it has a subdivision now.
Well, you said
So,
now it is considered, it was
right.
always considered continuous acreage.
Contiguous acres. Because, so you're saying that 2 point, see, I don't have record of that because at 25th, as of 2015, it just showed you owned 48 acres,
40.
40 acres of land. It just, that's all it showed. And I would have to go back and trace and do work to find out that really that was two parcels of land.
This was the subdivision was done in 2020.
Right. Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Okay.
I don't
Bear
know.
with
I don't
me.
know what I mean.
Bear with me. This is my land record. Sorry about that. I should not. In 2020, I applied. This is why this has been stretched out. This is 2020. I applied subdivision of land. My permit was approved. The subdivision was for, right on my permit, it says prior to subdivision, 40 acres. Lots to be created, two. Talking with Andy, he suggested one lot, I knew the acreage. One lot was in the midst of the survey, I did not know. So he told me to write, two lots. One is a 2.1 acre lot, and the other was undetermined over 2 acres to write over the two. That way it wouldn't fall within some other
Right.
category.
Yep.
So this was 2020. So I never applied for any other permit. This is the only permit I've ever had from 2020. So in 2023, which shows on here, but I have it's actually 2026. The permit you're referring to is a 2020 permit, and you're referring to subdivision creation of two lots. The two lots, well, they are already lots of 2.1 and 3.3, not the balance, and a secondary lot for storage with low grant. I never had a secondary building lot for storage or building lot by itself. I only had the balance of the land left after
The two lots.
the two lots. This is inferring that I have another permit somewhere with
No,
another lot,
no,
two more
no,
lots.
no. It's saying that you have a house site. Sorry, I can understand the misunderstanding. You had one lot. You got a subdivision for two lots. That made three lots.
And I'm here saying I have two additional lots created by the subdivision. Then I have one a building lot and one a secondary lot. So that's two lots. So now I have four lots.
No, you
It
have
says it right here in the paper.
four. So, well, it's a misunderstanding.
Lot equals four.
I think it's rich. Yeah, it's and here's your land schedule. Here's your land schedule.
And I was not given one of those.
Yeah, it's on your printout.
This
It's written in a different style than
different format.
a different format. This is a lot.
I can't see anything.
Okay. Oh, couple more closer. This is a lot. This is one lot.
Two.
This is one lot. It's 2 acres, but it's one lot.
But
It's
it's
a
included.
building. It's a building lot.
Why do I have 2 acres at 2 acres?
Because this
Now
is
I have
your,
three at two.
yep. Because you've got three lots. You have the two subdivided lots and the one left over.
This says I have eight. This would be across the road, correct? This is 26. That would be the 26.6 or whatever. That was the balance after the eight. You have a two, a two. This was 26. You can't add it again for another two. 2, 2, 2, and 26.
And so
Why aren't they
eight
the.
and 26 and two and two and two are 40.
I just don't. That it's. I don't understand how I have this building lot. And I'm here. It says a building lot. Why would. Okay.
It's three lots.
So I have three
Okay.
lots. Let
This is
me.
your house. I just, this is your lots, right? This is a row.
You're calling the balance of
Yes.
everything left after my two approved zoning permit subdivisions
Yep.
a building lot.
Lot 1A, lot 2B, and the balance
Okay.
is lot A.
Okay. So that's whatever we want
Yes.
to do too. I talked with the state, and the state told me that my balance is not a building lot unless I have a building lot permit. It is referred to as a
It's a
deferred
house.
lot.
It's a house site.
It is not a house site. It is a deferred lot. To order to have a house site, I would have to have another permit to clarify it as a lot. It's a deferred lot. That is the classification of the state.
It's a lot.
A deferred lot cannot be built on without a separate permit, which I do not have. I have no permit and
You
never
have a
applied
building
for it.
on it.
It's a garage. It's not a. That was always there.
Which lot are you talking about? That where your house is?
No. My house is not on the same lot as my garage. I think you're very confused about all your.
I totally am confused. I'm totally confused. So your where is which lot is your garage on?
My garage is on the balance on the 34.6 acres after the two subdivision.
And where's your house?
My house is on the 2.1 acre lot. My house is subdivided from my garage. And there
And
is no permit at all attached to that 34.6 acres.
the only thing I was confused about is
It's
just
not a building lot, according to the state. It's a deferred lot, meaning the balance of whatever's left after my subdivisions.
your subdivision definitely created two lots, right?
Yes.
And then the place that
Yes.
you
It did create another lot. You are right, Mary. But
Another
his
two
lot
lots.
is referred to is not a building lot as you have. It is a deferred lot. And the deferred lot cannot be classified as a building lot unless I get a permit to call it a building lot. It's a deferred lot.
So the, maybe the confusion is that your house is on the 2.1, not the 38.
No, the house is on the 2.1.
Right. It would still be considered a contiguous, a contiguous property.
Well, you know what?
I've never sold a piece, so it's still contiguous.
You know what? My job here is really just to listen to your evidence,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll research and find out and make a determination.
Because you want me to get my research, and I
yes, no,
so because it's right on my thing that I have a subdivision creating two additional lots, and then it goes one building lot and one secondary lot. So, and you showed me on there, it said 2222,
mm-hmm.
and then the whatever, you have that paper. If I
yep,
could get a
yep.
copy of that, that would be helpful.
Oh, this assessment? Okay.
Any paper you just showed me with your drawings on it?
Drawing?
Well, she just wants mine.
This.
You want me to make a copy of
this.
That?
Yeah. And the notes are all on, already on there. So she just wants this land schedule, right?
Right. And I was told when I initially applied for my subdivision,
mm-hmm.
because I'd never applied for any before, I wasn't sure of the rules, and I was told by a lister that my appraisal would never go up until I sold a lot. I have not sold a lot.
That's where the change in our listing policy changed during this whole period. And the policy
did
changed.
Did the state make you change that? Or
yes.
You...
No. Yeah. But... It's a state statute. It was a state statute that we didn't follow before, and we made the decision to follow it by the advice of the district advisor and the property valuation and review that we were undervaluing our land incredibly by. Calling contiguous land not lots and not charging for that site. So each piece of land, if it's separate, and it's separate when it's subdivided, each piece of the land is considered having a site and is assessed that one, having one site.
So you're saying now I have three sites. Can you tell me when that date was you changed that?
Well, I changed yours when I got the
no, I mean
survey, but
when the state told you you had to change
it. It was 2020, what year? 2025. Yeah, so last year. It was last year, it was policy change. I know it's kind of hits, I understand that it kind of hits hard. You know, it's a big increase in your assessment, but I was starting to tell you this before. So we have people that are buying contiguous property or subdividing their land and selling it. And so when they are buying contiguous land, and I'm just going to do a random figure. So say they own a home in land or just land with not a home on it, and they buy another piece of land, and say their land is worth $200,000 and the site is worth $30,000. The 3 acre site. The site is up to 2 acres. Site, a building's not.
Yeah.
So they're buying the neighbor's.
That's what two on that paper.
Yeah. So if it's a site is 2 acres of land.
So
a site, just a not a building lot, not a just it's considered a site. So when you assess a property, when you assess land, say your land, forget the subdivisions. We go and we have to have a house site on each property. So the house site is assessed at more than the balance of the land. So the house site for a 2 acre lot with a neighborhood of one and a grade of one, which is average, normal, one is the standard, is worth $30,000. But the third acre of land is valued at, and it goes by the land schedule. So if you only have 1 3-acre of land, one if you only have 3 acres of land, so one extra acre, that acreage is worth, sorry, I can't tell you right now, I have to look at the land schedule. But it that 1 acre of land would be valued more than if you had 24 acres left. The 24 acres, the more land you have, the less its value.
Well, it's not helping me, and I own 34 acres
Right,
there, so.
but the you know, I got to get to the finished product. So you buy a property, and so you're going to buy the neighboring land, and that neighboring land is 2 acres, and it's in a neighborhood of one, and it has a grade of one, and it's worth $30,000. So you own this property with 10 acres of land next to it, and when it or if it's more. Say it's 40 acres of land or 100 acres of land. When you buy that 10 acres of land, it decreases the value of that 1 acre lot that was appraised at $30,000, that was assessed at $30,000. You decrease that to be figured in with your bulk land. So your economy of scale, your land that is. That is, if you own 40 acres of land, now you own 42 acres of land. So that 2 acres is valued at the same value. This is, you know, there's a lot of differences, a lot of variables that fall in there, but it's valued at the same value as your last acre of land. So that what 2 acres of land can could go down to $12,000 from $30,000. Well, the state says no, you can't devalue a land that much. If that person buys that 2 acres of land, it has to retain some of its value. So it retains that value by keeping the site, and that site is worth $30,000 because it's 2 acres of land at one grade and one. That site's worth 30. That land is worth $30,000. So it retains that $30,000 value. By you buying the land, it doesn't decrease the land to now be worth $12,000. It's worth $30,000. The assessment is worth $30,000. Does that make any sense at
Not
all? So,
So I'd like to know my if you're basing this on the balance of my land, the 34.6, and if you the more you have, the less
yeah,
it's
the less it's
worth.
worth.
Why? Where did you come up with this formula for me to come up with $37,400
Increase in your land?
increase?
Well, you had 40 acres of land.
I still do.
With two, you
Never.
have, right, I know, you do. Okay, you have 40 acres of land with a building lot. In the building lot, it's a neighborhood of 1.1, and I said one is average, and it's a grade of one, which is one. So that building lot is worth $33,000.
33,000.
Yep,
Okay.
which is right there on the printout you got.
Well, no, it's not. Unless it's on this.
The printout you just got?
Thing I gave
The
you.
one you gave me. Sorry.
Okay.
Sure, somewhere. I don't know where it is. Here it is.
So when you subdivided your land, you added value to it. So if I just left it at that, it would be you're subdividing your land and it's adding a value. So that value is another 2 acre lot. And so the two, I think I'm pretty sure, I know I'm right. So 2.1 acre lot gets another site, an additional building site, it's called. for a contiguous property because you now own three lots. And that value is $26,400 because it's a 1.1 neighborhood and a 0.8 grade. Do you see it? Do you want me to point that out?
I see it now.
Okay, then you've got the 3.1 acres of land, right? That is another lot. It has a building lot. It's considered, it adds value. It considers, so it's site, the additional building lot, 2 acres, is valued, it's 1.1 neighborhood and it's a 0.5 grade. It's valued at $16,500. The balance is the same. The balance of the property is the same as it always was. It didn't, the value didn't go up, or it didn't go down. Yeah. 4 acres of land was subtracted from the balance of your property. Just 4 acres.
So if this,
the two sites
change is 37.4, and we just said it's 33, what makes up the difference for the 44?
What? I don't understand what you're saying.
My change of appraisal says it's $37,400.
26.4 and 16.5.
I'm just reading what's on my
paper. 26,400 plus 16,500. And what I said to you when I was talking to you, Kathy, was this 3.1 acres is maybe worth taking a look at to seeing if the grade is lower or if it's, you know, a not a possible building site. But I don't know. I don't know what you think.
Okay. So I've explained my part of the deferred lot, which I was told it's not a building, that's a deferred lot. So you will look into that.
Yes,
okay?
Yes, I will, definitely. We're kind of running out of time.
No, actually.
It's actually, it says it's a deferred lot. So,
okay.
I want to know. I didn't see any change in appraisal only after the sale of a subdivided lot on other properties in addition to mine. And I want to know what their value increased to. Because theirs were all done about the same time as mine.
This is we can get you that information, but not today. So
this, well, if you, it's part of my
right
thing that I have other parcels that are in the same, you know, condition, whatever is mine, that they subdivided the lots off, but then their value didn't change. They weren't sent.
That's not true.
Notices. Well, then they're not listed as being sent. So.
So well, if that's true, then I'm looking for sites. I'm looking for that all the time. You know, I'm looking for, but recall, it's only property subdivided after 2015.
Okay, and you just, and when you changed the ruling in 2025, that's why I got this year, this now, because you've been giving me something every year since 2020. I got the permit, and then I got updated well, then I got my water quality, and then I got a wastewater permit, all piecemeal.
Mm-hmm.
On one, on the same exact permit for that.
No, that didn't come on that permit. That came up, that came about because you got a wastewater permit, and I don't have your old assessment.
But I mean, this was 2020 when I had the subdivision, and for the last 6 years, I've had something every
when,
year.
When was the, do you know when the survey was recorded?
I believe for the 2.1, it was recorded in 2020. I did not know the survey of the second lot until that survey was done, and I believe that was
right. And of course, the ruling changed. The ruling changed last year, and that it just happened to fall on the same. It just happened to fall on that.
But it just looks. I don't know if any of you have seen my thing, but there's something different every.
Yeah, well, Kathy got a permit, a wastewater permit.
That was for my
lot, and I think she's in 2024.
I got that in 2020.
She did, but I didn't know about it. We didn't do wastewater permits, so we didn't.
And if you're not aware, the new people, if you're not aware, when you do a subdivision, the state demands you get a wastewater permit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so you can't say, I don't want one. You got to get one when you. I already had a functioning septic, but they require a new wastewater permit in case it ever fails, you have a new place. So, I mean,
no, the wastewater.
That valued my. Then she sent me a valuation that valued my property more because I had the permit, which the state required.
No, it didn't.
You told me, it's right there. You told me it was going to value my property more.
The wastewater permit for the subdivision, that is just noted there for the subdivision. The wastewater permit was because somebody told me you had a new septic system put in.
I never had
any. And I called you and I asked you. And you said you got a wastewater permit, so I increased your.
Well, I'm glad to know who this somebody was because I have the same one I've always had.
Right, but because your past, your past,
my past what?
Site improvements, which is the water and the sewer, were below average. It said you had a spring.
Right, I changed the spring when we had the drought.
Yeah. Yes, and that's how it came about. So I had to change.
And I had a well, but that, whoever said I had a new septic, I had the same septic.
No. When you changed your spring, it had never been upgraded.
What?
It had never been upgraded. It was.
And also, somebody said something that I was. Withholding information. And here's my 2020 permit on our subdivision. All out for the whole world to see, and I think a lot of the world has seen it because every time I go to look for it, it's right on the top. Huh. And it says, as part of your property information, it says existing use, homestead, proposed use, homestead, existing septic, 1,000-gallon tank and leach field, existing water, drilled well. So if it's on my permit, I don't know who's trying to cause trouble, but I never. Withheld information. So.
No, I was I said we didn't check for wastewater permits. We just started doing that too. That's a new thing.
But I mean, I said
that we just started
had it. So
we just started checking. And we said, oh, mm-hmm. you have they've got a new well and a new thing. So your water and your water.
I didn't get the water quality, and I never will.
Well, that is really confusing to me too.
That's the villain. Well, if I drink shitty water, it's up to me to drink shitty water. Water quality should have nothing to do with the value of your property.
I think it had something to do with you with I don't know what it had. Anyway, it was just so right. you got it, instead of a spring, you got a well. The well is worth more than the spring. It's assessed more, and you hadn't been assessed for it yet, and we just assessed for it. Had nothing to do with the subdivision. Wastewater permit. The subdivision wastewater permit is only there. Oh, it's only here.
Yeah, you said that
for information. Only information.
Which I never had.
New septic.
New septic. I have the same septic I have. The wastewater permit is not That's only if my original septic
Right.
fails, then I have a permit in
Yep,
place. I can go ahead and do it and not have to, jump all
Yep.
this stuff to get the toilet up and running again.
It just from 2015, it just was never upgraded and it just got upgraded. That's all. And when I did it, when I upgraded the one thing, and then the next year I upgraded the
Yeah,
other thing.
it seems
And
like
because we explained that when you came in, I'm like, oh my God, because then you got a new well because it was the drought year. I don't know. I don't know why,
it was
but
like
we,
no choice.
yeah. So anyway, I'm sorry that it is confusing, but and anytime you want to come in to other than agreements or even or agreements, I'm more than willing to explain. And I'm sorry that you don't understand, but
I don't think some people in the listener's office understand everything, so I don't
of
know how the
course.
listener is supposed to be able to
Yeah.
understand. So if you would look into that
I won't.
deferred lot, because when I was told that was a deferred lot, they also asked me this question, and the question was my 40-acre original parcel, and they're calling that a parent that parcel, not lot, is the parcel is called the parent tract. My 40 acres is the parent tract. And off of that parent tract, what I have left after the subdivision is my deferred lot. That's coming from the state. So that is why it should be called. And you're saying the state, this is coming from the state, and you're saying the state says, no, we can't have it.
We're
We have
saying
to
you're
classify now your deferred lot as a building lot.
No, I'm just saying it gets assessed. We can call it anything you want. It gets assessed with a site. It gets assessed with a site value.
Okay, so are you gonna look into the other parties
We
that
will.
they don't have a value? When I have a new value. Do they have a new value? Because
I yep.
I have and also, like I said, if you're valuing a different value for the balance, which was the 34.6, you have to take the 8 out of there because that's already been,
Yep.
I'll call it, downgraded.
I'm assessing you
And
for
that would leave
we
you
are assessing you.
26.
We are assessing you for 40 acres of land. Three sites, which are total 6 acres, bulk land of 26 acres, and 8 acres. That
Say that again, because
totals
you
40.
got the 2, 2, 2. So
Two,
40.
two, two is six. 26 acres
40, 26,
and eight.
8. And you're doing 2, 2, 2. That still makes the 2, 2, 2.
Two. It makes 40 acres of land.
I still don't get why it's 2, 2, 2. Doesn't matter what size it is, it's a 2.
It's a 2 acre lot. It's a
Which acre
site.
is
It's a site is considered
Site,
2 acres.
site, okay.
It's a 2 acre site.
Right.
And it's called a building site, and that's not to say that you can only build on 2 acres. You might have 100 acres and you still have a 2 acre building lot. Okay, no, it's time. We're only supposed to give 15 minutes and it's time
So
to
should
go.
I, what should I do with this? Do you want me
So
to,
do you want my
I don't know.
span numbers, or you don't want my span numbers?
The
Or
span
do you,
numbers of.
of the lots I want you to check into that are the
Sure,
same
yeah.
exact thing as mine do?
Yep.
Okay.
You don't have to do the 729232. We already made.
10351. 10118. Well, this next one's confusing. 10727, and any related, there's like 10 of them, so you'll know by looking at one if,
Do you want me to copy that paper?
well, it's just a little scribbled poem, but And these were all contiguous at one time.
I just want to say this for the recording. Susan Blackstone had to leave for an appointment. All right, thank you.
Did you want to see any of my maps?
No, I have all the maps, and I know where the subdivisions are, and I know where all the lines are, and I know where all the.
Okay, maybe they're new. This one for you. It just tells subdivision, and my balance. You can get a reference for what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And
Do you
this
need a
is
copy
my,
of the?
no, I'm going to just write. They didn't write it on this map, but my eight
Yeah, you can.
acres are across the road.
Right.
So that just gives a visual.
I like a visual.
And this is my original map from 1900, lot 68, that shows it was contiguous where, and then the road wasn't there. In the world chicken weather. Huh. Yeah.
I didn't realize that actually,
Yeah.
which makes sense though. And a funny thing, just to confuse you even more, funny thing about that, if you wanted to sell that 8 acre lot to, separately, bye, have a good afternoon, evening. Okay, I'm gonna close the meeting here. So, we're closing the grievance hearings at 3:46 p.m.
It's not 3:46.
2:46, sorry, 2:46 p.m.